Ulysses, Disc 16.
The voice of Lionel returned, weaker but unwearied. It sang again to Ritchie, Poldy, Lydia, Lidwell, also sang to Pat, open mouth, ear waiting to wait. How first he saw that form endearing, how sorrow seemed to part, how look, form, word charmed him. Gould Lidwell, won Pat Bloom's heart. Wish I could see his face, though. Explain better. Why the barber in Drago's always looked my face when I spoke his face in the glass. Still hear it better here than in the bar, though farther. Each graceful look. First night when first I saw her at Matt Dillon's in Terenure. Yellow, black lace she wore. Musical chairs. We two the last. Fate. After her. Fate. Round and round, slow, quick round, we two, all looked, halt, down she sat, all ousted, looked, lips laughing, yellow knees, charmed my eye, singing, waiting, she sang. I turned her music, full voice of perfume. Of what perfume does your lilac trees? Bosom I saw, both full, throat warbling. First I saw, she thanked me. Why did she me? Fate. Spanishy eyes. Under a pear tree alone, patio, this hour in old Madrid, one side in shadow. Dolores, she Dolores. At me, luring. Ah, alluring. Martha, Martha. Quitting all languor, Lionel cried in grief, in cry of passion dominant to love to return with deepening yet with rising chords of harmony, in cry of Lionel loneliness that she should know, must Martha feel, for only her he waited. Where? Here, there, try there, here, all try, where? Somewhere. Come, thou lost one. Come, thou dear one. Alone, one love, one hope, one comfort me. Martha. Chestnut. Return. Come. It soared, a bird. It held its flight. A swift, pure cry. Saw a silver orb. It leaped serene. Speeding, sustained, to come. Don't spin it out too long, long breath. He breath, long life. Soaring high, high, resplendent, aflame, crowned high in the effulgent symbolistic, high of the ethereal bosom, high of the high vast irradiation, everywhere, all soaring, all around about the all, the endlessnessness to me.
Siopold. Consumed. Come, well sung, all clapped, she ought to come to me, to him, to her, you too, me, us. Bravo! Clap, clap, good man Simon, clappity clap, clap, encore, clap, clip, clap, clap. Sound as a bell. Bravo, Simon. Clap, clop, clap. Encore, unclap. Said, cried, clapped all. Ben Dollard, Lydia Deuce, George Lidwell, Pat, Mina Kennedy, two gentlemen with two tankards, Cowley, first gent with tank and bronze, Miss Deuce, and gold, Miss Mina. Blazes Boylan's smart tan shoes creaked on the bar floor, said before. Jingle by monuments of Sir John Gray, Horatio One-Handled Nelson, Reverend Father Theobald Matthew, jaunted, as said before just now, a trot in heat, heat-seated, cloche. Sone la, cloche. Sone la. Slower the mare went up the hill by the rotunda, Rutland Square. Too slow for Boylan, Blazes Boylan, Impatience Boylan, joggled the mare. An afterclang of Cowley's chords closed, died on the air made richer, and Richie Goulding drank his power, and Leopold Bloom his cider drank, Lidwell his Guinness. Second gentleman said they would partake of two more tankards, if she did not mind. Miss Kennedy smirked, deserving coral lips at first, at second. She did not mind. 7 days in jail, Ben Dollard said, on bread and water. Then you'd sing, Simon, like a garden thrush. Lionel Simon, singer, laughed. Father Bob Cowley played. Mina Kennedy served. Second gentleman paid. Tom Kernan strutted in. Lydia admired, admired. But Bloom sang dumb. Admiring. Richie, admiring, descanted on that man's glorious voice. He remembered one night long ago, never forget that night. Si sang, 'twas rank and fame, in Ned Lambert's 'twas. Good God, he never heard in all his life a note like that, he never did. Then false one we had better part, so clear, so God, he never heard, since love lives not. A clinking voice lives not. Ask Lambert, he can tell you too. Goulding, a flush struggling in his pail, told Mr. Bloom, face of the night, Si in Ned Lambert's, Dedalus House, sang 'twas rank and fame. He, Mr. Bloom, listened, while he, Richie Goulding, told him. Mr. Bloom, of the night, he, Richie, heard him, Si Dedalus, sing 'twas rank and fame, in his Ned Lambert's house. Brothers-in-law, relations, we never speak as we pass by. Rift in the lute, I think, treats him with scorn. See, he admires him all the more. The night Si sang. The human voice, two tiny silky chords, wonderful, more than all others. That voice was a lamentation. Calmer now, it's in the silence after you feel you hear. Vibrations, now silent air. Bloom unjived his criss-crossed hands and, with slack fingers, plucked the slender catgut thong. He drew and plucked. It buzzed, it twanged. While Goulding talked of Barraclough's voice production, while Tom Kernan, harking back in a retrospective sort of arrangement, talked to listening Father Cowley, who played a voluntary, who nodded as he played, while Big Ben Dollard talked with Simon Dedalus, lighting, who nodded as he smoked, who smoked. Thou lost one. All songs on that theme. Yet more Bloom stretched his string. Cruel, it seems. Let people get fond of each other, lure them on, then tear asunder. Death explodes. Knock on the head. Out to hell out of that. Human life. Dignum. Ooh, that rat's tail wriggling.
5 bob I gave. Corpus Paradisum.
Corn Craig Croker.
Belly like a poison pup.
Gone.
They sing, forgotten.
I too.
And one day she would leave her, get tired. Suffer then, snivel. Big Spanishy eyes goggling at nothing. Away the heavy hair uncombed. Yet too much happy bores.
He stretched more.
Are you not happy in your...
Twang! It snapped.
Jingle into Dorset Street.
Miss Deuce withdrew her satiny arm, reproachful, pleased.
Don't make half so free, said she, till we are better acquainted.
George Lidwell told her really and truly, but she did not believe. First gentleman told Mina that was so. She asked him, was that so? And second tankard told her so. That was so. Miss Deuce, Miss Lydia, did not believe. Miss Kennedy, Mina, did not believe. George Lidwell, no. Miss Dew did not. The first. Gent with the tank, believe. No, did not. Miss Ken. Lydia, well. The tank.
Better write it here. Quills in the post office, chewed and twisted.
Ball Pat at a sign drew nigh. A pen and ink. He went. A pad. He went. A pad to blot. He heard Deaf Pat.
Yes, Mr. Bloom said, teasing the curling catgut line. It certainly is. Few lines will do. My present. All that Italian florid music is... Who is this wrote? Know the name, you know, better. Take out sheet notepaper. Envelope. Unconcerned. It's so characteristic.
Grandest number in the whole opera, Goulding said.
It is... Bloom said. Numbers, it is. All music, when you come to think. 2 multiplied by 2 divided by half is twice 1. Vibrations. Chords, those are. 1 plus 2 plus 6 is 7. Do anything you like with figures, juggling. Always find out this equal to that. Symmetry under a cemetery wall. He doesn't see my mourning. Callous. All for his own gut. Use a mathematics. And you think you're listening to the ethereal. But suppose you said it like... Martha, 7 times 9 minus X is 35,000... Fall quite flat. It's on account of the sounds, it is.
Instance, he's playing now. Improvising. Might do what you like till you hear the words. Want to listen sharp? Hard? Begin all right. Then hear chords a bit off. Feel lost a bit. In and out of sack. Over barrels, through wire fences. Obstacle race. Time makes the tune. Question of mood you're in. Still, always nice to hear. Except scales up and down. Girls learning. 2 together next door neighbours.
Ought to invent dummy pianos for that. Millie, no taste.
Queer, because we both, I mean, Blumenlied I bought for her.
The name?
Playing it slow, a girl. Night I came home, the girl. Door of the stables, near Cecilia Street.
Bald Death Pat brought quite flat pad ink. Pat set with ink pen quite flat pad. Pat took plate, dish, knife, fork. Pat went.
It was the only language, Mr. Dedalus said to Ben. He heard them as a boy in Ringabella, Crosshaven, Ringabella, singing their barcaroles. Queenstown Harbour full of Italian ships. Walking, you know, Ben, in the moonlight, with those earthquake hats, blending their voices. God, such music, Ben, heard as a boy, cross Ringabella Haven, moon carol. Sour pipe removed, he held a shield of hand beside his lips that cooed a moonlight night call, clear from anear, a call from afar, replying. Down the edge of his freeman baton ranged Bloom's, your other eye, scanning for where did I see that?
Callan, Coleman, Dignam, Patrick. Hey-ho, hey-ho. Fawcett, aha, just I was looking. Hope he's not looking. Cute as a rat.
He held unfurled his freeman.
Can't see now. Remember right, Greek ease.
Bloom dipped. Bloomer. Dear sir. Dear Henry wrote. Dear Maddie.
Got your let and flow.
Hell did I put some pock or other. It is utter impos.
Underline impos. To write today. Bore this.
Bored Bloom tambourined gently, with I am just reflecting fingers on flat pad Pat brought.
On. Know what I mean? No. Change that, E. Accept my poor lit pres and close. Ask her no anse. Hold on. Five dig. Two about here. Penny the gulls. Elijah is come. Seven Davy Burns. Is eight about? Say half a crown. My poor little prez. P.O. 2 and 6. Write me along. Do you despise? Jingle. Have you the... So excited. Why do you call me naught? You naughty too? Oh, Mary lost the string of her. Bye for today. Yes, yes, we'll tell you. Want to keep it up. Call me that other. Other world, she wrote. My patience are exhaust. To keep it up. You must believe. The tank. It is true. Folly am I writing. Husbands don't. That's marriage does. Their wives. Because I'm away from. Suppose. But how? She must. Keep young. If she found out. Card in my high grade, ha? No, not tell all. Useless pain, if they don't see. Woman, sauce for the gander.
A hackney car, number 324. Driver, Barton James, of number 1 Harmony Avenue, Donnybrook, on which sat a fare, a young gentleman, stylishly dressed in an indigo-blue serge suit, made by George Robert Messias, tailor and cutter, of number 5 Eden Quay, and wearing a straw hat, very dressy, bought of John Plastow, of number 1 Great Brunswick Street, hatter, hey?
This is the jingle that joggled and jingled. By Blue Gosh's pork shop, bright tubes of Agendath trotted a gallant buttocked mare.
Answering an ad? Keen Richie's eyes asked Bloom.
Yes, Mr. Bloom said. Town traveller. Nothing doing, I expect.
Bloom Murr. Best references.
But Henry wrote, it will excite me. You know how. In haste, Henry. Greek E. Better add postscript. What is he playing now? Improvising. Intermezzo. P.S. The rum-tum-tum. How will you pun... You punish me? Crooked skirt swinging. Whack by. Tell me I want it. No. Oh. Course if I didn't, I wouldn't ask. La-la-la-ree. Trails off there. Sad in minor. Why minor sad? Sign H. They like sad tale at end. P.P.S. La 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 re. I feel so sad today. La re. So lonely. D.
He blotted quick on pad of pat. Envel, address. Just copy out of paper. Murmured,
Messrs. Callan, Coleman and Company, Limited.
Henry wrote, Miss Martha Clifford, care of Post Office, Dolphins Barn Lane, Dublin.
Blot over the other so he can't read. There, right. Idea prize titbit. Something detective read off blotting pad. Payment at the rate of guinea per call. Matcham often thinks the laughing witch. Poor Mrs. Purefoy. U.P. Up. Too poetical that about the sad... Music did that. Music hath charms, Shakespeare said. Quotations every day in the year. To be or not to be. Wisdom while you wait.
In Gerard's Rosary of Fetter Lane he walks. Grade Auburn. One life is all. One body. Do. But do.
Done, anyhow. Post-lauder. Stamp. Post-office lower down. Walk now. Enough. Barney Kiernan's, I promised to meet them. Dislike that job. House of mourning. Walk. Pat. Doesn't hear. Death beetle he is. Car near there now. Talk, talk. Pat, doesn't. Settling those napkins. Lot
amount of ground he must cover in the day. Paint face behind on him, then he'd be two. Wish they'd sing more. Keep my mind off.
Ball Pat, who is bothered, mitered the napkins. Pat is a waiter hard of his hearing. Pat is a waiter who waits while you wait. He, 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 he. He waits while you wait, he, he. A waiter is he, 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 he. He waits while you wait. While you wait, if you wait, he will wait while you wait. He, 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 he. Ho, wait while you wait. Deuce now. Deuce Lydia. Bronze and rose. She had a gorgeous, simply gorgeous time, and look at the lovely shell she brought. To the end of the bar, to him she bore lightly the spiked and winding seahorn that he, George Lidwell, solicitor, might hear. Listen, she bade him. Under Tom Kernan's gin-hot words, the accompanist wove music slow. Authentic fact. How Walter Bapty lost his voice. Well, sir, the husband took him by the throat. Scoundrel, said he, you'll sing no more love songs. He did, faith, Sir Tom. Bob Cowley wove. Tenors get whim. Cowley lay back. Ah, now he heard. She holding it to his ear. Hear, he heard. Wonderful. She held it to her own. And through the sifted light, pale gold in contrast glided, to hear. Tap. Bloom, through the bar door, saw a shell held at their ears. He heard more faintly that they heard, each for herself alone, then each for other, hearing the plash of waves loudly, a silent roar. Bronze by a weary gold, anear, afar, they listened.
Her ear, too, is a shell, the peeping lobe there. Been to the seaside. Lovely seaside girls. Skin tanned raw. Should have put on cold cream first, make it brown. Buttered toast. Oh, and that lotion mustn't forget. Fever near her mouth. Your head, it's simply hair braided over, shell with seaweed. Why do they hide their ears with seaweed hair? And Turks the mouth, why? Her eyes over the sheet. Yashmak. Find the way in. A cave. No admittance except on business. The sea they think they hear. Singing. A roar. The blood it is. Souse in the ear sometimes. Well, it's a sea. Corpuscle islands. Wonderful, really. So distinct.
Again, George Lidwell held its murmur, hearing, then laid it by, gently. What are the wild waves saying? He asked her, smiled. Charming, sea-smiling, and unanswering, Lydia on Lidwell smiled. Tap. By Larry O'Rourke's, by Larry, Bow Larry O, Boylan swayed and Boylan turned. From the forsaken shell, Miss Mina glided to her tankards waiting. No, she was not so lonely. Archly Miss Deuce's head let Mr. Lidwell know. Walks in the moonlight by the sea? No, not alone. With whom? She nobly answered, with a gentleman friend. Bob Cowley's twinkling fingers in the treble played again. The landlord has the prior. A little time, Long John, Big Ben. Lightly he played a light, bright, tinkling measure for tripping ladies, arch and smiling. And for their gallants, gentlemen friends, one, 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 two, one, three, four.
Sea, wind, leaves, thunder, waters, cows lowing, the cattle market, cocks, hens don't crow, snakes hiss. There's music everywhere. Rutledge's door. Creaking. No, that's noise. Minuet to Don Giovanni he's playing now. Court dresses of all descriptions in castle chambers, dancing. Misery. Peasants outside. Green starving faces, eating dock leaves. Nice, that is. Look, 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 look. You look at us. That's joyful I can feel. Never have written it. Why? My joy is other joy, but both are joys. Yes, joy it must be. Mere fact of music shows you are. Often thought she was in the dumps till she began to lilt. Then no. McCoy, Felice. My wife and your wife. Squealing cat, like tearing silk. Tongue when she talks, like the clapper of a bellows. They can't manage men's intervals. Gap in their voices, too. Filmy, I'm warm, dark, open. Molly, in quis est homo. Mercadante. My ear against the wall to hear. Want a woman who can deliver the goods. Jog, jig, jogged, stopped. Dandy tan shoe of Dandy Boylan, socks, sky blue clocks, came light to earth. Oh, look, we are so... Chamber music. Could make a kind of pun on that. It is a kind of music, I often thought, when she... Acoustics, that is. Tinkling. Empty vessels make most noise. Because the acoustics, the resonance changes according as the weight of the water is equal to the law of falling water. Like those rhapsodies of Liszt's, Hungarian, gypsy-eyed. Pearls, drops, rain, diddly-iddle, addly-addle. Oodle oodle, hiss. Now, maybe now, before. One rapped on a door. One tapped with a knock. Did he knock Paul de Kock with a loud, proud knocker? With a cock, cara, 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 cock, cock, cock. Tap.
Qui sedenio, Ben? Said Father Cowley. No, Ben, Tom Kernan interfered. The croppy boy, our native Doric. I do, Ben, Mr. Dedalus said. Good men and true. Do, do, they begged in one. I'll go. Here, Pat, return. Come, he came, he did not stay.
To me, how much?
What key? Six sharps? F sharp major, Ben Dollard said. Bob Cowley's outstretched talons griped the black deep-sounding chords. Must go, Prince Bloom told Richie Prince. No, Richie said. Yes, must.
Got money somewhere. He's on for a razzle backache spree. Much... He see hears lip speech. 1 and 9. Penny for yourself. Here, give him 2 pence tip. Deaf, bothered. But perhaps he has wife and family waiting. Waiting, Patty come home. Hee hee hee. Deaf wait while they wait.
But wait, but here. Chords dark, lugugugubrious, low, in a cave of the dark middle earth, embedded o'er, lump music. The voice of dark age, of unlove, earth's fatigue made grave approach and painful.
come from afar, from hoary mountains. Called on good men and true, the priest he sought, with him would he speak a word. Tap. Ben Dollard's voice, bass barreltone, doing his level best to say it, croak of vast, manless, moonless, womoonless marsh. Other come down. Big ship's chandler's business he did once. Remember, rosiny ropes, ship's lanterns, failed to the tune of £10,000. Now in the Ivy Home, cubicle number so-and-so. Number one Bass did that for him.
The priest's at home. A false priest's servant bade him welcome. Step in, the Holy Father, with bows a traitor servant, curly cues of cords.
Ruin them, wreck their lives, then build them cubicles to end their days in. Hush-a-boy, lullaby, die, dog, little dog, die.
The voice of warning, solemn warning, told them the youth had entered a lonely hall, told them how solemn fell his footsteps there, told them the gloomy chamber, the vested priest sitting to shrive.
Decent soul, bit addled now, thinks he'll win in answers, poet's picture puzzle. We hand you crisp £5 note. Bird sitting hatching in a nest. Lay of the last minstrel, he thought it was. C blank T. What domestic animal? T dash R. Most courageous mariner. Good voice he has still. No eunuch yet with all his belongings. Listen. Bloom listened. Richie Goulding listened, and by the door, Death Pat, Bald Pat, Tipped Pat listened. The chords harped slower. The voice of penance and of grief came slow, embellished, tremulous. Ben's contrite beard confessed, in omine domini, in God's name he knelt. He beat his hand upon his breast, confessing, mea culpa. Latin again. That holds them like birdlime. Priest with the communion corpus to those women. Chap in the mortuary. Coffin or coffee. Corpus nomine. Wonder where that rat is by now. Scrape. Tap. They listened. Tankards and Miss Kennedy. George Lidwell. Eyelid well expressive. Full busted satin. Kernan. Sigh. The sighing voice of sorrow sang. His sins. Since Easter he had cursed three times. You bitches bast. And once at mass time he had gone to play. Once by the churchyard he had passed, and for his mother's rest he had not prayed. A boy, a croppy boy. Bronze, listening by the beer pull, gazed far away, soulfully. Doesn't half know him. Molly great dab at seeing anyone looking.
Bronze gazed far, sideways.
Mirror there. Is that the best side of her face? They always know. Knock at the door. Last tip to titivate.
Cock carra carra.
What do they think when they hear music? Way to catch rattlesnakes. Night Michael Gunn gave us the box. Tuning up. Shah of Persia liked that best. Remind him of home, sweet home. Wiped his nose in curtain too. Custom his country, perhaps. That's music too. Not as bad as it sounds. Tootling. brasses braying asses through up trunks. Double basses, helpless gashes in their sides. Woodwinds mooing cows. Semi-grand open crocodile music hat jaws. Woodwind, like Goodwin's name. She looked fine. Her crocus dress she wore, low cut. Belongings on show. Clove her breath was always in theatre when she bent to ask a question. Told her what Spinoza says in that book of poor papa's. Hypnotised, listening. Eyes like that. She bent. Chap in dress circle staring down into her with his opera glass for all he was worth. Beauty of music you must hear twice. Nature, woman, half a look. God made the country, man the tune. Met him pike hoses. Philosophy. Oh, rocks. All gone, all fallen. At the siege of Ross, his father. At Gorey, all his brothers fell. To Wexford. We are the boys of Wexford. He would. Last of his name and race. I too, last of my race. Millie, young student. Well, my fault, perhaps. No son. Rudy. Too late now. Or if not. If not. If still. He bore no hate. Hate, love. Those are names. Rudy. Soon I am old. Big Ben, his voice unfolded. Great voice, Richie Goulding said, a flush struggling in his pale, to bloom soon old. But when was young? Ireland comes now, my country above the king. She listens. Who fears to speak of 1904? Time to be shoving. Looked enough. Bless me, father. Dollard, the croppy, cried. Bless me and let me go. Tap. Bloom looked. Unblessed to go. Got up to kill on 18 bob a week. Fellas shell out the dibs. Want to keep your weather eye open. Those girls, those lovely. By the sad sea waves. Chorus girls romance. Letters read out for breach of promise. From Chickabiddy's only mumpsy bum. Laughter in court. Henry. Oh, never signed it. The lovely name you. Low sank the music, air and words. Then hastened. The false priest, rustling soldier from his cassock. A yeoman captain. They know it all by heart. The thrill they itch for. Yeoman cap. Tap. Tap. Thrilled, she listened, bending in sympathy to hear. Blank face. Virgin, should say. Or fingered only. Write something on it. Page. If not, what becomes of them? Decline, despair. Keeps them young. Even admire themselves. See. Play on her. Lip blow. Body of white woman. a flute alive. Blow gentle, loud. 3 holes, all women. Goddess, I didn't see. They want it. Not too much polite. That's why he gets them. Gold in your pocket, brass in your face. Say something, make her hear. With look to look, songs without words. Molly, that hurdy-gurdy boy. She knew he meant the monkey was sick. Oh, because so like the Spanish. Understand animals too that way. Solomon did. Gift of nature. Ventriloquize. My lips closed. Think in my stum. What? Will you? I want you to. With hoarse, rude fury, the yeoman cursed, swelling in apoplectic bitches bastard. A good thought, boy, to come. 1 hour's your time to live, your last. Tap, tap. Thrill now. Pity they feel. To wipe away a tear for martyrs that want a dying to die. For all things dying, for all things born. Poor Mrs. Purefoy. Hope she's over. Because they're wombs. A liquid of womb, of woman eyeball, gazed under a fence of lashes, calmly hearing. See real beauty of the eye when she not speaks. On yonder river. At each slow, satiny, heaving bosom's wave, her heaving embon, red rose, rose slowly sank, red rose. Heart beats, her breath, breath that is life, and all the tiny, tiny fern foils trembled of maidenhair. But look, the bright stars fade. O rose, Castile, the morn. Ah, Lidwell. For him then, not for. Infatuated. I like that. See her from here, though. Popped corks, splashes of beer froth, stacks of empties. On the smooth jutting beer pull laid Lydia hand, lightly, plumply, leave it to my hands, all lost in pity for croppy, fro, to, fro, over the polished knob. She knows his eyes, my eyes, her eyes. Her thumb and finger passed in pity, passed, reposed and gently touching, then slid so smoothly, slowly down, a cool, firm, white enamel baton protruding through their sliding ring, with a cock, with a carra. Tap, tap, tap. I hold this house. Amen. He gnashed in fury, traitor's swing. The cords consented. Very sad thing, but had to be. Get out before the end. Thanks, that was heavenly. Where's my hat? Pass by her. Can leave that freeman. Letter I have. Suppose she were the... No. Walk, walk, walk. Like Cashel, Boilo, Conoro, Coilo, Tisdall, Morris, Tisn't Dull, Fardell. Walk. Well, I must be... Are you off? You... Bye. Or Rye High Blue... Ow!
Bloom stood up.
Soap feeling rather sticky behind. Must have sweated. Music. That lotion, remember? Well, so long. High grade. Card inside. Yes.
By death pat in the doorway, straining ear, Bloom passed.
At Geneva Barrack that young man died. At passage was his body laid.
Dolor, oh, he dolors. The voice of the mournful chanter called to dolorous prayer.
By rose, by satiny bosom, by the fondling hand, by slops, by empties, by popped corks, greeting in going, past eyes and maidenhair, bronze and faint gold in deep sea shadow, went Bloom,
soft Bloom. I feel so lonely, Bloom.
Tap, tap, tap.
Pray for him, prayed the bass of Dollard. You who hear in peace, breathe a prayer, drop a tear, good men, good people. He was the croppy boy. Scaring, eavesdropping boots, croppy boots boy Bloom in the almond hallway, heard the growls and roars of bravo, fat back-slapping, their boots all treading, boots, not the boots, the boy.
General chorus off for a swill to wash it down. Glad I avoided.
Come on, Ben, Simon Dedalus cried. By God, you're as good as ever you were.
Better, said Tom Gin Kernan.
Most trenchant rendition of that ballad, upon my soul and honour it is.
La Blache, said Father Cowley. Ben Dollard bulkily cashewshad towards the bar, mightily praise-fed, and all big roseate on heavy-footed feet, his gouty fingers knackering castanets in the air. Big Ben-a-Ben Dollard, Big Ben-Ben, Big Ben-Ben, rrrr.
And deep moved all. Simon trumping compassion from foghorn nose, all laughing they brought him forth, Ben Dollard, in right good cheer.
You're looking rubicund, George Lidwell said.
Miss Douce composed her rose to wait.
Ben Machree, said Mr. Dedalus, clapping Ben's fat back shoulder blade. Fit as a fiddle, only he has a lot of adipose tissue concealed about his person.
Rrrrss. Fat of death, Simon, Ben Dollard growled.
Ritchie, rift in the lute, alone sat. Goulding, Collis, Ward. Uncertainly he waited. Unpaid pat, too.
Tap, 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 tap.
Miss Mina Kennedy brought near her lips to ear of tankard one.
Mr. Dollard, they murmured low.
Dollard, murmured tankard.
Tank one believed, Miss Ken when she, that doll he was, she doll, the tank. He murmured that he knew the name. The name was familiar to him, that is to say, that was to say, he had heard the name of
Dollard, was it?
Dollard, yes.
Yes, her lips said more loudly.
Mr. Dollard, he sang that song lovely, murmured Mina. Mr. Dollard, and the last rose of summer was a lovely song.
Mina loved that song. Tankard loved the song that Mina...
'Tis the last rose of summer, Dollard left Bloom, felt wind wound round inside.
Gassy thing, that cider. Binding, too. Wait.
Post office near Reuben J's. One and eightpence too. Get shut of it. Dodge round by Greek Street. Wish I hadn't promised to meet. Freer in air. Music. Gets on your nerves. Beer pull. Her hand that rocks the cradle rules the Ben Hoth. That rules the world. Fa, 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 fa. Tap, 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 tap.
Up the quay went Lionel Leopold, Naughty Henry with letter for Maidy, with sweets of sin, with frillies for Raoul, with met him pike hoses went Poldy on. Tap blind walked tapping by the tap, the curbstone tapping, tap by tap. Cowley, he stuns himself with it, kind of drunkenness. Better give way only halfway, the way of a man with a maid. Instants, enthusiasts. All ears. Not lose a demi-semi quaver.
Eyes shut. Head nodding in time.
Dotty. You daren't budge. Thinking strictly prohibited. Always talking shop. Fiddle faddle about notes.
All a kind of attempt to talk. Unpleasant when it stops, because you never know exec. Organ in Gardiner Street. Old Glynn, 50 quid a year. Queer up there in the cock loft, alone, with stops and locks and keys. Seated all day at the organ. Maunder on for hours, talking to himself, or the other fella, blowing the bellows. Growl angry, then shriek cursing. Want to have wadding or something in his... No, don't, she cried. Then all of a soft sudden, wee little pipey wind. Pwee, a wee little wind, dee. In Bloom's little wee.
Was he? Mr. Dedalus said, returning with fetch high pipe. Was with him this morning at poor little Paddy Dignam's.
Aye, the Lord has mercy on him.
The boy, there's a tuning fork in there on there on.
Tap, 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 tap.
The wife has a fine voice, or had.
What? Lidwell asked.
Oh, that must be the tuner,
Lydia said to Simon Lionel.
First I saw, forgot it when he was here. Blind he was, she told George Lidwell. Second I saw, and played so exquisitely, treat to hear.
Exquisite contrast, bronze lid, meaner gold.
Shout, shout.
Ben Dollard shouted, pouring.
Sing out!
I'll do, cried Father Cowley.
Rrrr. I feel you want...
Tap, 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 tap.
Very, very,
stood, staring hard, head, lard in.
Under the sash bench bell lay beer on a beer bread one last one lonely last sardine on honour.
Bloom alone.
Very.
He stared. The lower just of a choice.
Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap.
Bloom. Why berries?
Wish I could eat that one ochre if I had 24 sitters in that house. Did them? litigation. Loving on another. Piles of judgment. Messrs. Pick and Pocket have power of attorney. Goulding costs ward. But for example, the chap that whoops the big drum. His vocation. Rooney's band. Wonder if it first struck him. Sitting at home after his cheek and cabbage, nursing it in the chair. Rehearsing his part. Pom-pom, pom-a-dee-a-dee. Jolly for the wife. Assassins. Them through life. Then walloped after death. Pom-pom, wallop. Seems watch to be what you call shmash-mash. Or I mean, kismet. Fate. Tap. A stripling, blind, with a tapping cane, came tap, tap, tapping by Daly's window, where a mermaid, hair all streaming, but he couldn't see, blew whiffs of a mermaid. Blind, couldn't, mermaid, coolest whiff of all. Instruments. A blade of grass, shell of her hands, then blow. Even comb and tissue paper you can knock a tune out of. Molly in her shift in Lombard Street West. Hair down. I suppose each kind of trade made its own. Don't you see? Hunter with a horn. Ha oh, have you the... Cloche sonne la. Shepherd his pipe. Pui, little wee. Policeman a whistle. Locks and keys. Sweep. 4 o'clock's all's well. Sleep. All is lost now. Drum. Pump-a-dee. Wait, I know. Town crier. Bum bailiff. Long John. Waken the dead. Pom. Dignum. Poor little nomine domine. Pom. It is music. I mean, of course, it's all pom, 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 very much what they call da capo. Still you can hear. As we march along, pom. I must really... Now, if I did that at a banquet, just a question of custom, Shah of Persia, breathe a prayer, drop a tear. All the same, he must have been a bit of a natural not to see it was a yeoman cap. Muffled up. Wonder who was that chap at the grave in the brown macken? Oh, the whore of the lane. A frowsy whore with black straw sailor hat askew came glazily in the day along the quay towards Mr. Bloom. When first he saw that form endearing, yes it is, I felt so lonely. Wet night in the lane, horn, who had the... Hee-haw, she saw, off her beat here. What is she? Hope she... Psst! Any chance of your wash? New Molly. Had me decked. Stout lady does be with you in the brown costume. Put you off your stroke, that. Appointment we made knowing we'd never... Well, hardly ever. Too dear, too near to home, sweet home. Sees me. Does she? Looks a fright in the day. Face like dip. Damn her. Oh, well, she has to live like the rest. Look in here. In Lionel Mark's antique sail shop window, haughty Henry Lionel Leopold, dear Henry Flower, earnestly Mr. Leopold Bloom, envisaged
battered candlesticks, melodeon oozing maggoty blowbags. Bargain? 6 bob? Might learn to play. Cheap. Let her pass. Course everything is dear if you don't want it. That's what good salesman is. Make your boy what he wants to sell. Chap sold me the Swedish razor he shaved me with. Wanted to charge me for the edge he gave it. She's passing now. 6 bob. Must be the cider. Or perhaps the Burgund. Near bronze, from a near gold, from afar, they chinked their clinking glasses all, bright-eyed and gallant, before bronze Lydia's tempting last rose of summer, rose of Castile. First lid, day, cow, cur, doll, a fifth, Lidwell, Cy Dedalus, Bob Cowley, Kernan and Big Ben Dollard. Tap. A youth entered a lonely almond hall. Bloom viewed a gallant pictured hero in Lionel Marks's window. Robert Emmet's last words. 7 last words. Of Meyerbeer, that is. True men like you, men, aye, Ben, will lift your glass with us. They lifted, chink, chunk, tip. An unseeing stripling stood in the door. He saw not bronze, he saw not gold, nor Ben, nor Bob, nor Tom, nor Cy, nor George, nor Tanks, nor Richie, nor Pat. He did not see. Sea Bloom, Greaser Bloom, viewed last words, softly. When my country takes her place among... Must be the nations of the earth. No one behind. She's passed. Then and not till then. Tram cran, cran, cran. Good apart coming. Cran, cran. I'm sure it's the Burgund. Yes. 1, 2. Let my epitaph be written. I have done.
This ends Disc 16.